shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL, and also we're online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. That's the online home of the Phil Hendry Show. We have a live video cast of our show every night. You can watch us perform the Phil Hendry Show by watching Phil TV in HD. You can also listen to thousands of hours of archived radio. We have thousands of hours of archived radio because we're proud of our radio show, and so we have radio shows that go back over 10 years. You're not going to find any other radio show with a website that has anywhere near that amount of material, because most guys doing radio shows these days, well, they're trying to just get rid of the evidence.
Well, that's not nice, man.
All right, that's not nice. Right? But anyway, we have all that stuff, so go and check it out. Over a decade worth of audio, and we also have our video archive as well. We have a year's worth of video and audio archives from our Saturday night show, which we no longer do. And we also have lots of other goodies, video archives of all kinds of appearances on TV, TV pilots, stuff like that, interviews that we've done. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and listen to our free Phil Hendry podcast while you're there. You can access that by way of the podcast banner. You'll see it there on the left-hand side of the screen. All right. Now, we just got done talking about Mexico, and as fate would have it, the G20 summit is taking place. A G20 summit meeting is taking place in Mexico at, I believe it's Los Cabos. Is that where they are? And one of the things that the British press is writing about, which I think is absolutely hysterically funny and also kind of sad, because this is just the British press, David Cameron's there, he's the Prime Minister of Great Britain, is that he did an interview on TV yesterday, or the day before, or something, and the interview that he did blocked the view of the beach.
What?
Yeah. Blocked the view of the beach. So people were angry, and I guess if you live in England where there isn't, it's not the most tropic place in the world, it is summertime, but, you know, they want to see the beach. Maybe that's more important than the summit. I don't know. R.C. Collins is a cadet at Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California. He's on the line with us here. We're going to talk a little bit about what we had just been discussing. R.C., you there?
Yeah, Mr. Henry.
Okay, R.C., you are a senior cadet?
Yes, sir. I'm part of the senior class of cadets at Bradley Military Academy.
Okay, and I got an interesting email from the senior class, as well as from your faculty advisor, Captain Jeffcoat, saying that you wanted to discuss the security situation.
Well, we wanted to discuss, Mr. Henry, the security situation in Mexico, because of President Obama and the Secret Service. And it seems to us that the Secret Service, which has demonstrated the kind of poor judgment that they did when the president was down there in the Chilean area, which I don't know if it was in the Chilean area or not.
No, it was in Colombia.
Yes, sir, it was in Colombia. My mistake, but the form of bad judgment that they used at that time was of such a striking nature, I think, that we are curious if the Secret Service has, have they tightened up operations, and are they really ready to protect the President of the United States or not?
Okay, so you are curious about that, and what steps have you taken? I mean, I'm just to give you an opinion.
Yes, sir.
I would say that, and maybe you could turn the TV down.
Yes, sir. You guys turn the TV down. Bradley, turn the TV down, man. Yes, sir.
I would have to assume, and, as they always used to say, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
I'm not familiar with that, sir, but I agree with you.
Okay, hold on. So when the original situation took place in Colombia, this dereliction, I don't think I'm too far afield of describing it as such, this dereliction of duty, this intemperate behavior on the part of the Secret Service, they're charged to protect the President of the United States. I believe in my heart that steps were taken. I want to believe in my heart that steps were taken to tighten things up.
Yes, sir, and I think we all want to believe that, and I would never, ordinarily, I would never pollute, if you will, in any cross-service way the operations or the decisions that is made by another, you know, another bunch of people in the American military or police or whatever that they do. But I don't know that I can make that assumption. And this is not political, by the way. This has got to do with the fact that the President of the United States, whether he's a Democrat or a Republican or liberal or anything, that doesn't make any difference, the President of the United States. You know?
No, I agree with you.
He has to be protected.
No, I absolutely agree with you, of course. It doesn't matter whether I agree with him politically or whether I think he's a good president or a bad president. He is a symbol. He's the head of state as well as the head of government. He symbolizes our country every bit as much as the office of the president symbolizes our country, but as much as the flag. And certainly when our president travels abroad, he must be protected. Having said that, though, what do you think is indicative of anything that may lead you to believe the Secret Service is not on the job?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious the fact that they're in a country like Mexico, which, to my way of thinking, and again, as a cadet at Bradley Military Academy, I eventually want to go to West Point and be in the B to Fort Benning and or to Fort Bragg to join the airborne, which is my personal selection. So my goal is not military police or anything like that. I want to be airborne. I want to get down in it. I want to go off and make trouble. But I still, as the commander in chief, we're curious about this safety precautions. And
I understand that, but what about what has been going on? So the trip is to Mexico?
Yes, sir. The trip is to Mexico. It is a well-known playground for, a lot of people go there. Certainly a lot of Americans who have money and are maybe not as favorably disposed to our country politically as they should be. They have the money and the time to lay around, and I'm sure you can imagine, and we've all known people, a lot of these people who are Americans, and they have the money to lay around and badmouth their country and talk bad about it. I think that in that group could be people who are, have a bad influence on the Secret Service and everything about that.
All right, it's interesting because RC, Los Cabos is a place. There's Los Cabos, San Jose. There's Los Cabos. There's a couple of them, and it seems to be a place that anybody with any kind of money, even if you're not that wealthy, can go and enjoy yourself.
Well, I understand that, Mr. Henry. My experience, though, unfortunately, is with my own mother, who I. To this day, I maintain relations with her insofar as I do love my mother, but I have also, I maintain relations with her just out of respect. When father came into my life and I was able to move to Northern California, eventually went into Bradley Military Academy, that's when I was able to disassociate myself with, this mother of mine who is... very loose. Her morals are loose, the sexuality and everything that she does. And, I, unfortunately, that's been my only experience.
Well, you're telling me that your mother, who you obviously don't have any respect for.
No, that's not true, sir. I do respect.
Well, you just got done saying she's loose sexually. I don't know that these are things that a 17 or 16-year-old boy should comment on.
Well, I beg to differ, Mr. Andrew. I mean, my mother's morality and looseness of how loose she was had a big impact on my child in the childhood that I did go through. And
all right, but all right. So you're telling me, though, more to the point of what we're talking about. You're telling me that did she go to Cabo and?
Yeah, she did. Yes, sir.
Okay, and she was. Did your mother have money?
Both of my parents have money. My father, left my mother when he divorced her with good reason, I think, because of her alcohol use and the lewdness. My father did leave her with a spousal support.
Okay, I don't need to know that, but she had money.
Yeah, she does have.
All right, so your mother has money. She went to Mexico and she behaved in this matter, and that's what you're basing this on.
Mr. Henry, I'm basing it on my experience with my mother and her friends and every... It's more than just my mom, sir, okay?
I just wanted to know.
Yeah, it's more than my mom. It's the lewdness and the lewd behavior is more than my mom.
All right, hold the line. R.C. Collins with us, a cadet at Bradley Military Academy, and he and I got a very nice letter written by their faculty advisor, Captain Jeffcoat, on behalf of the senior cadets, questioning or worrying essentially about the safety of President Obama in Mexico, what with a Secret Service that they say, quote, and I'm quoting the letter, seriously compromised by degenerate elements in Colombian society, end quote. 877, and they're afraid the same thing could happen in Mexico. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
All right, we'll talk about all of that.
About that.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Thank you, too.
All right, we're here with R.C. Collins, who is a cadet at Bradley Military Academy. This young man is concerned with the safety of the president as he travels through Mexico, or at least is in Mexico, for the G20 summit. You're concerned with the safety not because there aren't enough Secret Service, but because you feel the Secret Service was compromised.
Yes, sir, and please understand, Mr. Henry, you know, I'm not saying that the Secret Service got compromised like they're, you know, Russians or anything like that, you know. So, you know, Mr. Henry, you know?
Yeah, no, I know that.
Yeah, because we're not saying that they went Russian or that they've gone rogue, which is a term that they use. That means that if you go rogue...
it means that you're, you know, no longer under the command and control of your authorities.
Yeah, yes, sir, that's correct. And we don't think that there's no... Secret Service. Turn it down, will you, Brad? I don't think there's no Secret Service that has been, they're gone rogue. We're just saying that they're, it's possible they're gone, like, not been, how you'd call it, but they're gone, not been.
What are you saying, son? I'm sorry to, I don't mean to speak down to you.
What?
When you go, they're gone, been?
No, I mean, what I've said is they've been... when they were in Colombia, and they were, I mean, let's face it, they were bird dog and prostitutes and hanging and banging and.
Okay, all right, I understand. They were not acting in the most professional way.
Yes, sir. And so I think that there is a chance that if they go to the same kind of if they're in a way it's rogue mentality in Mexico. Bird dog and prostitutes and you know, going after beef. I don't mean to...
Okay, well, we don't need to use that kind of language.
I apologize, sir.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, that the guys are down there behaving in possibly a very juvenile way.
Yes, sir, and that'd be the thing, that'd be the thing that we'd be more concerned about, it's more than anything else.
Okay, and have you, and I've got some stories here about the G2, I don't think I have any, G20 rather, I don't have anything here that indicates whether or not the Secret Service is doing the job. Have you read any books on the Secret Service? Did you read any books about the Secret Service after the assassination of President Kennedy?
I haven't educated myself, I'm sorry to say, sir, up to that degree.
Okay, because I can tell you that so much has gone into the culture of the Secret Service. So much has affected that agency since President Kennedy's assassination, for instance. It was a very traumatic event, as you can well imagine, but it began a revolution, if you will, in the Secret Service, where the need to secure the president became uppermost. And then came President...
You're burning daylight here. What's the bottom line?
Hey, you know what? I'll burn as much daylight as I want to, okay?
I'm sorry, sir, but you were just going on and on and on.
Well, if I got to go on and on and on, that's what I'm going to do.
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying is this, with the ascension to the presidency of a black American, an African American, It put it back into the Secret Service that mindset post-Kennedy assassination, meaning we've got to tighten up and we've got to understand what's at risk here and what's at stake.
Well, I wasn't even thinking about the color of the president. I was thinking about the Mexican situation. And
okay, so white or black, being in Mexico.
But white or black, having a Secret Service that's in Mexico that is prone to bird dog. Well, you don't want me to say it, but
I know bird dog and prostitutes and drinking margaritas and stuff like that.
Well, yes, sir.
All right, 877-876-7445 here on the Phil Henry Show. Let's go to Don. We've got Don Berman on the line from the Channel 19 newsroom. Don, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing very well, and a very good evening to the young man there. Your name is R.C., correct, sir?
I don't know if he can hear you, Don. Say it again.
R.C., are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, R.C., this is Don Berman. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
All right, and my job as a newsman has enabled me to travel with a number of presidents. All right?
Yes, sir.
And are you aware of the, you know, I've traveled with presidents. I've been on the road with presidents. I've gone to G20 summits with presidents, and I've seen the Secret Service operate up close and in a very up close way because of my access to the president.
Okay, sir. Yes, sir. Are they, I mean, do you, I don't know what you did. Were you in the, a valet or?
See, this is what I mean, Henry. You know, I don't.
Hold on for a minute.
Oh, there's no point.
Hold on for a minute. What's the problem?
There's no point. I told you this off the air, and I don't want to keep...
I'm sorry, sir. What'd you say?
Nothing. I'm not talking to you right now. I told you, Henry, that I...
Okay. R.C., do you know who Don Berman is?
No, sir. I don't know. Yeah.
See what I'm saying? He doesn't know who I am, and he just called me a valet. All right? So thank you very much, Phil. It's been a pleasure.
Did I do something wrong?
No, you didn't do anything wrong. That's a guy who's got a huge inflated ego, and because you didn't recognize that he was a newsman, a local TV newsman, he got upset and just hung up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I don't know.
No. There's nothing to apologize for.
I never heard of Don Berman. I mean, when he said, "Are you?" You know, when he was talking about having access to the president, the first thing I thought of was, is he like his butler or something like that?
Yeah, well, that's what got him to hang up.
Well, I apologize, sir.
Nothing for you to apologize. Nothing for you to apologize about. You know, Don's got a huge ego, and he didn't like being called a butler. And you know what? Maybe sometimes you just have to kind of... So he's back on the line. Don, you hung the phone up on me, didn't you?
Let me tell you something. No, I don't have a huge ego. I just heard that. I didn't want to have anything to do with you anymore, any longer. I never was going to be on your show again until I hung the phone up and my arm hit the volume knob and it happened to turn up. And I heard you say that I've got a huge ego. You've got a real, I'll tell you.
Your arm hit the volume knob and it happened to turn up.
Yeah, that sounds like a load of
a load of voodoo.
I was going to say bull, a bad word, and then I realized I can't say that on the radio, so I went to doo-doo, and it came out voodoo.
You know something, Phil? I want to say something to you, and I don't want to be interrupted.
No, you don't want to be interrupted, but you hung up on me.
I want to say something to you, and I don't want to be interrupted by either you or Mr. I forget your name. I'm sorry.
That's okay, sir. I don't care if you forget my name. It's Collins, R.C. Collins.
So that didn't bother you?
No, it didn't.
I'm telling you, Henry.
See, everything you're trying to humiliate people or to get back at that kid, it's not working.
Was that meant to get back at me?
Yes, it was. He went, "Oh, what's your name?" because he wanted you to be embarrassed.
You know something, Henry? Why don't you just let me say what it is I want to say?
Go ahead and say it.
I came on your program here to tell about the presidents that I've traveled with, the G20 summits that I've been to, and instead I've got a young man here who's never heard of me, and in point of fact, not only has he never heard of me, but he confused BS with doo-doo, came up with... I can't believe that I'm talking to an idiot like this.
Well, you know something, sir. You're not breaking no world records for being no brain surgeon, neither. And
I'm not breaking no world records for being And the guy, and I know what it was. He said, voodoo. It's a bunch of voodoo.
I'm sorry that you have to be humiliated to be on the radio with a guy like that, Don.
No, you're not sorry about anything. You're not.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back in the next segment with more here on the security of the president in Mexico. The Secret Service, have they evolved? Have they learned their lesson? We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
You mean to say voodoo?
Well, that's okay. It's a big ego case.
Phil Henry. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. We're always happy to have on the line with us Guy Burton and Kurt Queedy, a couple of guys who have been longtime contributors to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and they are on the line from Charleston, West Virginia tonight, as they are when they are generally with us. It's right after a session of the West Virginia State Senate, the legislature. And we also have R.C. Collins on the line with us from Bradley Military Academy. I want to say hello to Guy. How are you, Guy?
Phil, I'm very good, and this is Kirk Queedy. A guy is right now, he's just coming over here. Guy, go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry, I was indisposed at that.
He's in the men's room.
Oh, in the men's, all right. How are you, gentlemen?
Phil, we're doing very good.
I want to let everybody know, this is Kurt Queedy. Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton.
Yes, sir.
And they're with us from the West Virginia State House there. I know you guys were having something to eat this evening. On the line with me is R.C. Collins.
Hello, sir. Your name is what, son? R.C. Collins, sir. R.C., how are you? This is Kirk Weedy.
R.C., Guy Barton. How are you, sir?
Yes, sir. Very good. Thank you.
And we're talking, Guy and Kurt, about President Obama's Secret Service protection. And R.C. is a young man at a military academy, and I know the two of you, although you're not federal, you're not federal representatives or U.S. representatives, you work in the West Virginia State House, you're close to these issues, the security of President Obama as well as the overall Obama administration. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, you want to take that, I mean, Guy, my name is Kurt.
You know, I need to forget his name. This guy Barton, and
are you Kurt Queedy or which one?
This guy Barton.
I'm Kurt Queedy, son. I'm sorry, I forgot my own name. I said, do you want to take that, Kurt? And you were talking about yourself. Yes, I was. I was talking about myself. I said, would you take that, Kurt? And I didn't want to take it. I want to give it a guy. You know.
It happens a lot of times when I'm answering the phone on the talk lines, RC. People, I'll say, here is John, and the guy will say, hi, John.
What do you mean?
I mean, in other words, people sometimes are so nervous that they will, if I say, here's John on the Phil Henry Show, and he'll say, hi, John.
I'm a little confused about that.
What does that mean, Phil?
It means that sometimes people will refer to themselves when they are nervous. That's all. All right, let's just go. So which one of you guys is going to take this question?
Well, I have to tell you, Phil, I forget the question.
The question was, you guys are familiar with the security, the Secret Service situation around President Obama. And
That's right, Phil. This guy Barton, Phil, I'll take that. I'm awfully sorry. I forgot because your reference to me being so nervous. I know what my name is.
Yeah, I know. I don't know my name, you know. Well, I know my name, and my name's R.C. Collins, and, you know.
All right, I see. This is Guy Barton, R.C., and I want to answer your question.
What's your name again?
Guy Barton.
Guy Barton?
His name is Guy Barton.
Shut up, you did. One of the guys here thought it was Gay Bar. I'm sorry.
My name is not Gay Bar.
That's pretty good, son. Gay Bar.
No, my name is not Gay Bar. I can tell you that right now. Although I have nothing against gay people, you understand?
Well, that's good, because we fight for all Americans.
All right, would you, come on. Can we get going?
I'm sorry, Phil. Question about the president, the security of the apparatus president.
Yeah, tell us all about it, Gay Bar.
Okay, what do we got going on?
I'm sorry, Phil, I shouldn't have said that. This is Kirk Queedy.
I admit, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, and you go straight to hell. You understand that? That's how I say that. Yeah.
Well, no, no, sir. It's only one shame.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Are you, what are you guys doing? Are we going to talk about President Obama? Or are you guys getting off into?
I'm not getting off on anything.
No, I'm not either, Phil. I don't appreciate that.
I'm saying, are you going to start talking about other stuff?
No, I want to talk about President Obama, but I just when they started calling me gay bar.
All right, nobody's going to call anybody gay bar, okay?
Well, it seems like a shame because it was kind of a... I thought it was a very cute name, Phil. I don't mean, you know, I'm not trying to sidetrack us, but I had to get it in, you know.
I appreciate one-time shot.
Yeah, that's all it was a one-time shot. Yeah, guys got to get it in.
I appreciate the one-time shot. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But don't start leaning on it, all right? You do that gay bar thing, and all bets are off, okay? We might have ourselves a shooting situation.
Oh, come on now.
I'm just kidding around. Look, R.C., this is gay bar, if you want to call me that.
Yeah, what's up, gay bar?
That's real good. Here's what I want to say. I want to say that President Obama is surrounded by the very finest security apparatus that the world has ever known. They're called the Secret Service. The Secret Service of the United States has secured the lives of a great many presidents. And yes, Mr. Henry was very right when he pointed out that horrible, horrible day in November 1963. I remember, I don't know if Guy was born, but Kurt was born, I mean.
You don't even know your own name.
I forgot my own name there, didn't I?
Yeah, my name is Kurt. You're gay bar now, I guess.
I'm gay bar. But Kurt was not born. And, R.C., I imagine you were not born. Yeah, of course you weren't born. Mr. Henry, I guess you were in college, right?
No, I was not in college. I was in grade school.
Oh, okay.
How old were you then, Phil?
When Kennedy was assassinated, I was 11 years old.
So you got into college as an 11-year-old?
I wasn't in college.
I'm sorry. So that was a very terrible day. And we have learned, just as Phil said, we've learned an awful lot. And the thing we've learned now is that the President of the United States must be protected at all costs. His safety is very important to American people. And I can assure you that President Obama is being protected by the very finest.
Well, what about the guys down in Colombia when they were bird-dogging prostitutes?
I understand that. And believe me when I tell you, and I say this respectfully, but this is coming from someone who, unfortunately, and I say this, I bird-dogged my fair share. I'm not proud of that.
Well, that's the truth. Yeah, I read your dossier, if you will.
I'm not proud of it, you know. And
yeah, I'm gonna talk about bird dogging some boy. This boy here, he was all over it like white on rice. No kidding. Boy, you have to sit down and tell me about it.
I don't want to tell you about nothing because I'm not proud of that, you know. I'm a married man, and at one time I was bird dogging. Well, you talk about bird dogging, you know. You're talking to an old hunter. I'm a quail hunter, all right. So I know all about it. And it comes the average prostitute. Let me tell you something. I got nothing but money and nothing but time. You know?
Well, that's the truth, brother. I tell you, he doesn't lie there. Yeah, I'd really love it. Are you going to write a book about it or something?
Well, you know, I thought about...
What are we talking about here? You and your prostitutes are protecting President Obama.
I'm sorry. Again, Phil, I'm sorry. I got...
Looked to me like gay bar got sidetracked. Yeah, gay bar, keep your mind on business.
I'm not trying to say here.
Look, you know, hold on for just a minute here. Hold on.
I'm talking about...
No, hold on for a minute. I don't want to hear that gay bar anymore. Do you understand? Once was enough. Ha, 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 ha.
You don't mind, do you, gay bar?
Well, I don't really mind.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, R.C., I'll hang up on you. The man's name is Guy Barton. Have a little respect, okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, Phil, I appreciate that, but I also understand our young people, you know. And
I know that, but you got to, the kids today, you got to make sure that they get it, you know?
Well, I mean, you don't have to talk about me like I'm not here.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Phil, this is Kurt. Can I interject something?
Go ahead.
Look, I totally agree with you, Phil. I don't want you thinking at all that I would do anything or the guy Barton would do anything to usurp or otherwise upset the control that you're trying to exercise over this here radio show. And so I want you to know from the bottom of my heart, I respect that.
I appreciate it.
And I know God does, too. And I would say to young R.C., you know, R.C., we're having some fun here. You sound like a good young man. But I don't want you to feel that we should disrespect anybody. And I didn't think I was. Well, I don't think he was either. I think that guy, you know, we all. But Phil is a man, you know, he's probably got a lot to worry about. He's probably not as good looking as we are. I don't know whether or not Mr. Henry's got all his hair. I don't think he does.
What has this got to do with me now? Okay, so I got problems, and that's why I'm acting the way I am?
Well, get out there. It only stands to reason, Phil.
You know what? I'm going to hang up on all of you guys, okay? Because I think it's very upsetting and very insulting.
Well, Phil,
girl I was going to talk about. Do you still have enough testosterone?
877.
Look at me.
877-876-PHIL. I just, you know, we'll go to a break and then we'll come back. And I'm going to get on the phone with those guys during the break and tell them that we're talking about one thing and one thing only. That's the Secret Service. You know, this is costing me money. This is costing me money.
Yeah, I understand it.
We're the ones that are calling West Virginia and God knows what else to talk to these guys about the security of the president and the Secret Service. And what do they want to go off on about? They want to talk about Gay Bar and all of the prostitutes that Guy Barton's been bird-dogging. I got nothing but time and nothing but money.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, great. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I just know nothing about that, Phil. You know I don't.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And just a note that we have posted it on our website for those of you who are watching our video cast tonight. The video cast will end at midnight tonight. Phil TV and HD will end at midnight tonight because of some, shall we say, because of, there's nothing technically wrong, and I'm okay. We have a early appointment, not early, but we have an involved appointment tomorrow that necessitates that we leave our video cast, but our radio show will continue. So tonight, the video cast ends at midnight. Just got a few more minutes here. 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton have joined us as well from Charleston, West Virginia. We're talking about the Secret Service, guys. Okay, I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. Guy and Kurt, you understand that?
Absolutely, Phil. I understand.
Yes, Phil.
And R.C.?
Yes, sir, Mr. Henry. I mean, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Okay, that's fine. So when you guys were going off on all that other silly stuff...
Well, I'm sorry, Phil. I need to apologize to you because what I did was I encouraged that.
Yeah, and I did, too. I want to be fair on that. I did, too. So, Phil, you're absolutely right.
Okay, so let's, you know, we can forget about all the nonsense. And, R.C., your question is about the security of the president. So, Guy, do you want to take that?
Yeah, I'll take that, Phil. The president of the United States, as I said, is very secure in his personal safety because the Secret Service, Phil, is the finest security apparatus that any leader of any country has ever had. And I would even go so far as to tell you that they are better than anything that the Roman emperors had, anything that the early kings had in medieval times. Any kind of security that the Chinese emperors had.
What about the Japanese?
Yes, including the Japanese emperor. I think that they had...
What about Maximilian, the emperor of Mexico? That's probably not as good as that.
I think it's probably... No, I think it's better than... He got shot, you know.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying to both of you, Phil, and your audience and the RC, is the best security that the President of the United States has ever had.
What about Hitler? What about the SS?
Now, that's better than the president.
Yeah, I'd have to say that'd be better than the president, yeah. Okay, so, you know...
What's the point here?
I don't know, I mean...
What are you talking about, R.C.?
Well, I'm just saying the president... He said that the president's got the best security. Well, it's not as good as the SS and the Hitler times.
Okay, so it wasn't as good as the SS. What do you mean, not as good as the SS?
Hitler had like, 3,000 guys, and they torture you if you try to kill Hitler. Well, they'd take you and they'd cut everything off.
Oh, yeah, they'd do bad stuff to you. Yeah, I bet you that probably kept Hitler way safer than Obama or anybody.
What is that supposed to, how do you know? Just because you got a bunch of guys in SS uniforms.
The kid asked me,
Yeah, Mr. Henry, he said that the president has got the best security apparatus of anybody what has ever been. And I'm just saying, you know...
No, I heard what you said. What about the SS? So, what about the SS?
Nobody ever killed Hitler.
Well, he was only in power for 12 stinking years. You know, I mean, how long's the Secret Service been around?
How long what?
How long's the Secret Service been around?
Secret Service? I thought you said Social Security there for a minute. I know Social Security been around since FDR.
The FDR is the one who did Social Security.
I'm not asking about Social Security. I'm asking about the Secret Service.
Secret Service been around for over 100 years. Protecting president? Is that what you mean by protect president?
Yes, protecting presidents. How long has the Secret Service been around?
Like 120 years, something like that, Phil. I'm not exactly sure, but a long time. And in the time that they've been protecting presidents, they've done a very good job, Phil. Very good job. So I'd have to say that...
one of them got killed.
Okay, will you just stop?
I have the right to speak out on the... I have freedom of speech.
The young man does have a right, Phil.
Now, hold on. I'll control my show, Kurt, if you don't mind. Yes, you do, young man, but...
Yes, I do, young man.
Yes, you do, young man, but I also want to hear the response of Mr. Barton, and I want this to be put in a proper context. I don't want a whole lot of rapid-fire, stupid questions. What about the this? What about that?
What did I do?
Oh, what do you mean? Oh, the Japanese emperor. What about Maximilian of Mexico?
Maximilian? No way. He got shot.
No, I understand that.
Well, yeah, and I was asking about the relative security of the president, and then I go, Hitler, and then he goes, yeah, Hitler had it better.
I mean, I had to assume that Hitler had it better.
You don't know what Hitler had. Hitler had all these guys, all these SS jackasses, and you know what? They had laws. They didn't even have any law. So anybody that even looked at Hitler's cross-eyed, they could kill the guy.
What? What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is, of course nobody's going to try to kill Hitler. If you looked at the guy cross-eyed, somebody'd kill you.
Well, Phil's got a point there, R.C. I think, if you live in a society where you're afraid to even look cross-eyed at a man for fear they're going to take you downtown, and you know what I mean by downtown, don't you? I think so, sir, yeah. Okay. And I'm not talking about the physical downtown. I mean taking you downtown in terms of what they do to you, you know?
Oh, you're talking about that, yeah. Yeah, they take you downtown.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they would.
Right.
Thanks for telling me what you're talking about.
Well, Mr. Henry, you seem a little delicate tonight.
We didn't want to upset you. What?
Get out of here, all of you guys.
Just hang up on him, man. I was going to find out what downtown was.
Well, I guess we're not going to find out what downtown means.
Well, it has something to do with what you do with a broom handle.
Anyway. that was a nice exercise in not getting to the point, man. All I wanted to know, and all that I thought R.C. Collins wanted to know, was exactly how secure the President of the United States is in these post-Columbia days, the further adventures of our Secret Service in Columbia. And I'm sure that he's fine, and I'm sure the Secret Service has reacted very, very well to the events of that particular episode. And, I'm all for guys having a good time. I got no problem with that at all. No problem at all. But every job has a different demand, and every job, some jobs have demands that even go beyond the workday. You know, when you're off of your off the clock, but you're still a Secret Service agent, you are viewed a certain way, and there are things that can happen, things that you might do, things that you might say, places that you might go, people that you might meet, people that
get to the point, will you? I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
You too, get out of here.
Hey, Phil, I didn't do nothing.
Get out of here, both of you guys, until I tell you to come back.
Get to the point, will you? I didn't mean to say it.
Oh, quit crying, you big baby. Don't ever come in and don't ever do that.
I'm sorry.
I'm talking, then you can talk when I tell you you can talk.
Get to the point, will you?
Where was I? I forget. Anyway, there are ways that a guy can act off of off the clock when he's in his own private time that still compromises what's going on. All right? You got to know how to read events, man. You have to know how to read the various events of the time. So I'm sure things are going swimmingly there for President Obama. The world-famous Phil Henry Show here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. As I mentioned to our videocast viewers, our videocast will end at midnight tonight. I apologize, but the demands of the morrow, meaning tomorrow, are such that we need to leave the air early. I just wanted to get to one other story here that I thought was pretty interesting here, and it is the defense here of Jerry Sandusky. I don't know if we're going to have enough time to get into it, but they're pitching, Jerry Sandusky's attorneys are pitching what is called a dysfunction of some kind histrionic personality disorder. It's defined by the American Psychiatric Association as a pervasive pattern of excessive emotionality and attention-seeking that is often characterized by inappropriate sexually seductive or provocative behavior and rapidly shifting emotions. According to the National Institute of Health, histrionic personality disorder occurs more often in women than in men. One expert, however, questions whether it is a separate personality disorder or just an aspect of a broader personality series of personality defects. This is going to be, or at least this is, the attempted defense that the Jerry Sandusky legal team is attempting. And as you, so you know, and I'm sure a lot of you do, the prosecution rested on Friday. Yes, it was a very, it was rather quick, wasn't it? I mean, it started early in the week and it ended on Friday. They presented all their witnesses. They presented all their evidence. They got all the statements on record that they wanted to get on record, and they have rested. And the and now it is the defense's turn. It's been... this disorder, by the way, has been removed from one manual of diagnostic and statistical manual of mental health. So we'll find out how successful that is. More to come on the radio side and, of course, in our podcast tomorrow at philhenryshow.com and our videocast tomorrow and our free Phil Henry podcast right now. It's all ahead. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.